The University of Pennsylvania has an art collection of about 8,000 works, a vast majority of which are really never seen publicly. The paintings, prints, and sculptures all are rotated through offices and hallways across campus. Last summer, the university gave the public a chance to vote for their favorites online. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports this week the Campus Art Gallery will open the crowd-curated exhibition called Citizen Salon.
One of the paintings in Citizen Salon is by Marisol Escobar. It's an abstract outline of two figures with disembodied hands over their crotches. What exactly those hands are doing is up for interpretation, but associate curator Heather Mokhtaderi said it was too racy for a doctor's office at the University of Pennsylvania.
The staff of the medical office immediately felt like it was inappropriate because of the graphic content, so it came back to storage.
But when you put a vote to the public, they said, yeah, this is something we want.
Yes, absolutely. This was very popular. And not only for embracing of sexuality, but several people commented specifically on the hashtag MeToo movement and the power of this piece to communicate ideas about groping and women's bodies in the public sphere.
Mokhtaderi included that painting in a pool of 125 works from the university collection and asked the public to choose their favorites and explain why. The show loosens the intellectual grip on art curation and instead gives priority to subjective, visceral responses.
But that's what people are taking away when they come and visit. So we're interested in getting at what makes people come to art exhibitions. What do they get out of it?
Citizen Salon will be at the Arthur Ross Gallery through next March. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.